Okay, Don. We want to show you, we want to speak to you, we want to share with you where God is taking us. It won't take long. I think you'll be interested. Don Warner is the director of all this, so that's why I asked him to share.
So there are a number of things that the Lord is raising up, and the first of those is ministry to the poor. And there's a prayer need in ministry to the poor, and that is for finances and assistance. The Lord's taking us in a number of directions in that particular area. And we have even had a lady and her husband offer land up in Seattle, 5 acres of land. Okay, I'm flying by the seat of my pants, so bear with me. Thank you, Tony. So we do need finances and the right help to do it. And David and Lynn, who some of you may know are sitting over here, are doing the same thing of reaching out to women, for instance, who are on the street and bringing them in and ministering to them and so forth. So the Lord's doing a number of things kind of all at one time here. And so we just need your prayer here in Portland, here in this city, for the things that he's doing, not only in the ministry to the poor, but also in the ministry to women and homelessness, things like that. And so just continue praying on that. Joel's Army expansion. Prayer gatherings such as this is just one example. GOEs, many of you have attended the GOEs. Intercessors training meetings, and soon school by both video and internet. Training in the gifts. Prayer cells presently being set up in many nations in America, Mandarin speaking and English speaking. The Intercessor's Vault. Many of you have already been into the Intercessor's Vault and know the value that you've gained and are gaining by that and being able to access that. Prayer meetings Wednesday morning. These are the different ways that the ministry is expanding. Prayer meetings Wednesday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning. We stream the meetings. Sunday night conference call prayer lines for English speaking and for Mandarin speaking. I just want to make a comment about this Sunday night conference call prayer line. The times, we actually now have an East Coast prayer line and a West Coast prayer line. Ken Clark and Debbie Clark, some of you may have met at other GOEs, they are leading the East Coast, which is kind of central time to East time. Now, it doesn't mean that you need to attend that if your schedule doesn't permit. But the West Coast begins every Sunday night and will begin tomorrow night at 5:50 p.m. And so most of you should have received that if you've been on the prayer call before, you're in the Joel's Army database, that you would have received that already just in the last couple days about a reminder of that, how to get on Skype if you're Skyping or how to come into the system with a free conference call. I would really encourage you to participate in the Sunday night call. If there's nothing else that you can do and you can set some time aside for the Sunday night call, it's been such a powerful time of just feeling the sense of unity in the Spirit, unity in praying for what the Lord is leading us to pray in, that need is received and given us prayer points, and carrying that out through the week. It doesn't stop at Sunday night. And the value is to carry that on through the prayer cells, through your prayer cells, and to continue to connect with the Lord on what he wants to do in your hearts as you're praying. Just a very valuable time. Not any more valuable than streaming and those kinds of things, but there's so many intersection points that you have the opportunity to participate and stay connected. Another is the Tuesday night English speaking call for the Chinese, prayer watch on our website. And so we are looking for qualified people to work with us for the Korean intercessors as well. We want to raise up prayer cells within other racial groups that are not English-speaking, as well as the Hispanic people. On top of this, we are still engaged in missionary outreaches. We have a satellite office for this purpose in Nigeria and in Italy, and we have Mandarin and Italian web pages on our webs, on our sites. Also, Nita is about ready to begin writing another book. I say that right? Okay. And Dr. Mateer, that's Chuck Mateer, is still working on our Bible translation as well. And we want to provide a pure translation, easy as to read and prophetic. That's just amazing. Just amazing. I'm looking forward to that. And so our ministry is growing faster and faster and faster than we can keep up within every area. So we need your daily prayer, your help, and your finances. Are we ready to go to the org chart? Oh, there it is. I was thinking it might come up here. This is a operations chart. For those of you who may not understand block diagrams, it's something that the Lord is birthing. On the left-hand side, you see a U.S. prayer coordinator. What we're looking at is the Lord's raising up people to take these various positions. This is part of Joel's army. But these are positions in Joel's army. These are leadership positions in Joel's army. So as we come down the left-hand side, there's another smaller box that talks about doing the interviews, the placement of people, volunteers, and so forth. All that's more administrative. And then we come down a little farther, and you see an Eastern U.S. Block right now. That's Ken Clark. And a Western U.S., my wife and I are handling that particular call on Sunday nights. And then under each one of those are regional coordinators. This is what we're preparing for. This is what the Lord is preparing us for. And it will go out from that high level to regions and regions and regions across the United States. Now, that's just the U.S. prayer involvement. As you come across the top, I also see a need, certainly, for IT operations. IT stands for information technology. And so as we look into that area, we're talking about integrating everything that's currently been done into one umbrella, and everything that's being done from our website, everything that's being done from our streaming on the different nights of the week, and incorporating that under one particular block. Then we have our Fresno operations with Ricky and Karen. Many of you met or talked to Ricky and Karen and their daughters who are working in the office. Then I mentioned earlier the ministry to the poor, and then pastor and pastoral and church outreach. As we come down to the middle, you see another block called International Prayer Coordinators. International Prayer Coordinators. The Lord is raising up in the nations underneath that, coordinators from their country and translators. We're going to need both. We don't want to have people from outside going into their country. We need the national coordinator to come from that country. There needs to be a person raised up across the nations, across these blocks, that's international in nature. So that we can reach out to Inner Mongolia, to Singapore, to Korea, to China, to Nigeria, to Italy, to the Philippines, to Israel, to Great Britain. As I come back up and look at international prayer, to the right of that is training and development. Training and development is going to be critical and key. We talk about training development for PCLs. What's PCL? Prayer Cell Leader. We use acronyms a little bit just because we try and fit everything on a chart. A PCM, a prayer cell member, okay? And then things like videos, training and development. So the things that I would like to share with you that really I feel need prayer at this point, and people, the right people, to be raised up. Not just anybody, the right people. Are the U.S. prayer coordinator, the International Prayer Coordinator, the IT Operations Manager, and the Training and Development Manager. Those are really key infrastructure needs right now to be able to continue to move the Army ahead. Does this chart at least make sense? You can understand kind of where we're headed, where the Lord has us going. I believe there's more that's actually that the Lord is going to introduce us to. The things to pray about from a people standpoint for these key positions, I would ask you to really, really, really pray about would be that people come who are humble. That people, that the Lord would bring his people who have people skills. This is all about relationship. So people skills are critical. That have a heart for the ministry, for World for Jesus ministry. So people skills, heart for the ministry, relational, and that they have the time to commit. This is critical. This is not something that people come and just come in and go out, come in and go out. This is long term, but it requires an urgency. The Lord is moving quickly, as you know. You've heard Nita say this, that there's an urgent need. So there's an urgent need to meet the mission, but also an urgent need to bring the right people. Please pray about this. Please pray about this. And then we talked a little bit earlier about connections. Ely, do you have the intercessor divisions? A couple of weeks ago, Nita sent me an email and said, Don, I really feel that we need to, are we really doing a great job of connecting our people? And she gave me a couple of examples. For instance, there are some people, obviously, that only come to the GOEs because they can't attend other things because of work or other circumstances. There are some people that can only do the streaming. There's some that can only do Sunday nights. But that is so good in a sense that it's the makeup of the Army that he's bringing. That's what's so neat. It's like a fabric. It's like a tapestry is even a better word. Have you ever seen a tapestry, a quilt, a blanket, and you'd say, that is the most beautiful quilt I have ever seen? Well, that's what the Lord is doing. He is weaving a tapestry of an army from all different backgrounds and makeups and skills and hearts. Well, I won't say heart because everybody's heart that is coming is focused on him, is focused on him and what he's doing. But the makeup is what's so neat. Do we have a chart on the divisions at all? Otherwise, I'll just talk to it. Okay, yeah. Okay. In any event, Nita was sharing this with me, and this picture started to come into my mind, and it was the Lord. I'd been praying about this over a couple days because I wasn't quite getting it when she wrote me the first email. And so I began to pray about it, and I talked to Ricky about it a little bit, and then as Ricky and I were talking about what does Mama Nita, what is she really saying, we got it. And so Nita used the word division. She said, Don, I see divisions, in the Army. You know how in the Army you have a brigade, you have battalions, you have divisions, you have headquarters and so forth. I began to get the picture. And the Lord said, why don't you think about the Israeli military? And I thought, that's pretty unique. I remember having been in Israel the first time that my wife and I were there. And remember up in the Golan Heights. And the Golani Brigade, in this case, it wasn't a division, but the Golani Brigade is well-renowned in the Israeli Army. And the sphere of influence they have in that country because of the position, the land they occupy, that overlooks and into Syria. If you've ever been there, it looks directly into Syria. Syria, there's a wide expanse, and you just look down into that country. And that army, that section of the army, has a responsibility on that height, that occupation of that geographic or key area. And so I started to go in the, back into the website and looking at the Israeli army divisions and brigades and battalions, and it kind of did over a two-hour period kind of a search on the names that they used. And I looked just strictly at the divisions. And I said, Lord, I see seven or eight divisions here. Which of the names do you want us to apply to the people that you're joining, having joined World for Jesus Ministries in these different areas of Sunday nights, GOEs, and so forth? And here's what he came up with, that we would call the prayer cells, the individual prayer cells. Those, if you looked at the map out on the dry erase board, you see the little circles out there. Many of those are prayer cells. Some are prayer cell leaders, both Chinese and English and so forth. He said, call the prayer cells the pillar of fire division. The pillar of fire division. Think about this. He's giving us names to relate to tie to, of where he's calling us, where you, where our people are intersecting with the ministry. So the prayer cells, the pillar of fire division, that's an actual Israeli army division name that exists today. The online intercessors, called the Southern Foxes division. The Southern Foxes division, an Israeli army division. The third, those who receive emails or urgent prayer request intercessors. There are some that are only intersecting the ministry at that level. They receive emails or urgent prayer request intercessors. They are the Golan Division. The Golan Division. We're not finished. We're not finished. Intercessory vault intercessors. Many people move into the vault, move out of the vault, and that is their reference point for connecting with the ministry. Their name is the Storm Division. The Storm Division. The Sunday Night Intercessors. The Sunday Night Intercessors. The Fire Division. The Fire Division. And finally, those who attend the GOE Regional Prayer Meeting Intercessors, they are the Steel Division. The Steel Division. Let those names resonate inside of you. The Lord is doing something. He's birthing something about our connection in this process, our connection, I believe, to Israel in a much deeper way. I have no idea what he's going to do with this. I just know that our obedience, your obedience, together with him, will see these different names come into the future in some manner or way. So let me repeat it one more time. I see some of you are taking notes, and that's appreciated. Prayer cells, the Pillar of Fire Division, online intercessors, the Southern Foxes Division. Those who receive emails or urgent prayer requests, the Golan Division. The Intercessory Vault Intercessors, the Storm Division. The Sunday Night Intercessors, the Fire Division. The GOE Regional Prayer Meeting Intercessors, the Steel Division. So as you begin to think of an army, you know, I have to say something here. I felt this morning, right after the service this morning, that even though Portland is not a division as I've just described it here, I felt like we were coming to Portland as if you were the part of this Joel's Army in the field. We were visiting our field section, which is the Portland Division. I don't know. I didn't even ask Nita about this or even mention it to her, so I hope I'm not out of turn. But it seemed to me like we were coming to visit with our army in the field. Does that make sense? Yeah. There's something there. And so for such a time as this, that he's, even when Pastor Doug was up here praying a little bit ago, I felt I was just sensing that the Lord is doing something, especially this afternoon, with all of you from Portland. It's very special. It's very special. So I share this with you, both the organization chart and the notation about the divisions, as something new that the Lord is doing, something that we are embracing. I want you to embrace it because it's of the Lord. It's not of us. It's not by design by us. It's what the Lord is birthing within World for Jesus for such a time as this. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I'd like to add to what he said that we have prayer cells already in many of these nations, and in nations that we don't have prayer cells, we have a prayer, national prayer coordinator that we are working with to develop prayer cells. So this really isn't as futuristic as it may sound. It's present. And it's all about raising up Joel's army. At the beginning of the year, the Lord began to speak to me about this. And by the time we came to Portland the last time, I think it was our GOE, no, it was our intercessors training. When we began to share that we were going to have that training, the Lord, we had a brochure made up, and the Lord spoke to me very clearly. And he said, change the title of that brochure. I'm calling you to raise up Joel's army. And that's what I want on that brochure. And so that's what we're doing, and that's what we've been doing most of the year. These things that he shared with you, go back to the first, like 1 through 9 or 10, whatever it is. How many of you have ever been to the gatherings? How many of you have been to like our intercessors training meetings? We're going to be starting to train in the gifts because the Lord spoke to me a few weeks ago and he said, I want you to reread Joel. And as I reread it, he pointed out to me that Joel's army is a prophetic army. Very clearly, the Bible distinguishes it is a prophetic army. And he said, I want you to go back to teaching on the gifts and anoint this army with the gifts. And, you know, the gifts of prophecy. Also, the prayer cells. How many of you are part of our prayer cells? We have prayer. The Lord gave me a vision. And this was, again, at the first of the year. All of this started at the first of the year, so I keep going back to that point of contact. But he gave me a vision. I've been so concerned about the Northwest. I just can't tell you. When he sent me here, he gave me a commission. We're trying to fulfill that commission. But I've just been carrying a burden for the entire Northwest and down into California. And I was in prayer, and the Lord gave me a vision of these, like, steel pillars. And they were stuck in the ground. And I saw like a surface, and the pillar went beyond the surface down into like the foundational, you might say, dirt. And I said, Lord, what are you showing? And I saw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them peppering the landscape. And I said, Lord, what are you showing me? What are these pillars? He said, they're the prayer cells. When I start shaking the nation, and I begin shaking the nations of the earth, these prayer cells that I want established will stabilize the nation through the transition. They're very important to me. Well, shortly after that, I mean, like the minute we let people on our mailing list know that we were having prayer cells, and what this basically means, as you can imagine, how many of you are familiar with the house, what do they call those? Pardon me? You know, how I can't believe I can't remember the name of it. But you know how churches will have house cell groups within their church. Well, we're not going to do that. We're not calling the people together for more Bible study. But what we are calling them together for is to pray. House to house, many prayer cells in a city. House to house, where people can come together and pray once a week. Now, if we have prayer cell leaders, but we don't have any intercessors in that geographical area, that city, that town, whatever, then we're connecting them by phone, so that they can go into conference calls like we're doing on Sunday nights, on Tuesday nights, and make the connection that way and join in prayer so that the area can be covered. So that's what our prayer cells are doing. These are the ones that are going to become the pillars of this nation, securing this nation in the transition. Now, someone that came up here, and I'm not sure, I think it was Pastor Doug, and he was praying about, you know, the transition of the kingdom. The Lord spoke to me in a vision. Are you guys, can I keep taking your time for a few more minutes? He spoke to me in a vision, and he said to me that the new age, I'm not talking about the new age movement, but the new age in God. The church age is being phased out right now. We're already moving out of the church age, and we're moving into the kingdom age. We're already in the transition. We've kind of, you know, crossed, we've got like one foot over the threshold and the other foot yet to go. So in this time, there's going to be a shaking of nations. There's going to be a shaking of America. And he's doing this to shake the dust out of the church, to shake even the corruption out of the church. We were praying for pastors and, you know, in the church yesterday. I can tell you one of the most sacred experiences I've ever had in God, and yet one of the most painful. I was sitting and talking to, there was a woman in Jordan that was very prophetic. She was used in a revival in Jordan, and her ancestor is who I was sitting and talking to. So this woman is also very familiar with the prophetic. So we're sitting and talking in her living room, when suddenly the angel of the Lord came in and he said, "Nita, look." And he waved his hand. And what opened up to me was a scene of Christian leaders in this nation. And they were doing everything you would hope that a sinner wouldn't be doing. It was horrible. It was so traumatic. I'm so reactionary, you know, I'm such a reactionary when it comes to the things of the Spirit. And seeing what I saw, it was like, you know, the curtains pulled back, revealing this stage with all of this gross carnality going on. I'm not even going to speak with my mouth what it was. It was so bad. I knew some of those people. Some of them I didn't know. I saw that and I gasped. And the pain of seeing that decadent sin in the church was so great. I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I find it hard to believe. I was climbing over her sofa to get away from it. And she said, "Nita, what are you doing?" And it brought me to my senses. I said, "Didn't you see the angel that was here?" She said, "I felt a presence come in, but no, I didn't see it. Why? What's going on?" And so I explained to her what I saw, and I just cried, and I cried, and I cried. And I said, you know that this stuff is going on in the church. You know it. But to see it with your own eyes and to feel God's heart about that is so traumatizing. God is going to shake out the corruption from the church. But these prayer cells are going to help keep the nation stable during that time. He's going to shake out the corruption from the government. These prayer cells are going to help keep the nation stable. As they grow and multiply, he will have them grow and multiply in areas that is so important first. And then, you know, further down the road, more and more until the nation is speckled with them, because it's so critical. And that's why Don and his wife came on board, because he's really gifted in creating structure and putting things into a place where they can grow. And we're going to train this Joel's army. We're not going to just label it. We're going to train the Joel's army so that they can function in prayer over nations. Not just anyone can do this. You need to have the anointing. You need to have the authority. You need to have the training. There's a way to pray over a nation, and there's a way not to pray over a nation. You can have a Bible study every week, or a prayer meeting every week for 5 years, and not see what needs to be done. As someone who has been given the authority for it and the training to help pray a nation through. So we want to train the intercessors. We want to train ministers. Anyone who is willing to be trained on how to pray their city through, how to pray their nation through, we want to help train. It's not that we want to own Joel's army. That is not that kind of thing. We've been commissioned by Jesus Christ to raise up Joel's army. He has spoken to me about it so many times until I finally had to just do it. And we were trying to call it something else. And he said, quit calling it something else. Call it what I told you to call it, Joel's army. It's going to be a prophetic army. It's going to be an army that is anointed. It's going to be an army with authority. It's going to be an army that understands how to pray. So it's not going to be an army to pray for the individual. Many ministries around America are set up for that. We are called to bring America through the transition that we have already entered into, and to prepare the church for the coming and the release of the kingdom. Which means that this isn't for the spectator. It's for the participant, the one that wants to get right in the middle of what God is doing and do it. You're tired of watching someone else get all the visions. You're tired of watching someone else get all the experiences. Is there anyone here like that? And you want to be in the middle of it. You want to be humble. You want to be broken. You want to be a soldier of authority. Heaven's authority. Heaven's authority. When the Lord came to me once, he said, I'm about ready to send heaven's authority into the earth. We don't have that yet. We're getting it. We're coming very close, but we don't have it yet. And the reason is because the intercessors need to be trained to bear it. Do you understand? So here we have the intercessors and the training meetings that we're going to produce, training in the gifts, the PCs, presently being set up across the nation, the intercessors' vault. If you've been on our site, you know what it is. But if you haven't, we've created a vault where you can go in and listen to prayer meetings and pray with us as though you were in a prayer meeting at present. And it's amazing. I never dreamed we would have the activity on this prayer vault that we're having. But people are tuning in from all. The nice thing about it is that you can go at your own time. It's open and available 24/7. So if you can't sleep in the middle of the night and you want to go in to the vault and pull up a prayer meeting and pray, you've got now a way to do it. And then he mentioned the prayer meetings, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the fact that we are now streaming those meetings. I'm telling you, God is visiting our meetings at Pastor Matt's church. He is visiting us, and it is getting extraordinary what we are experiencing in those prayer meetings. The rest of it, I think, is self-explanatory. If you know people who are of another people group, maybe Hispanic, maybe Korean, and they would like to get together with other people of their people group that speak their language, tell them we are trying to help bring together people of, you know, people groups that don't speak English, to help them become part of Joel's army. It's God's army. It's not World for Jesus army. We're just trying to do our part to build it up, to make sure that you stay in touch with what is going on, and to make sure that you are being developed. That's our part in it. But it's God's army. And the day is coming and it's close at hand. I'm telling you, you're going to wish you were part of it. I promise you. Because God is getting ready to move in the earth like never before. Amen? So needless to say, we need help. We need people that want to be prayer cell leaders and are qualified. We do qualify everybody because we want it to stay pure. So we need prayer cell leaders. We need prayer cell members. We need people to come on Sunday night calls with the English and with the Mandarin speaking people. And everything else we're doing, we need people, 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 people. Intercessors are people, and we need people. So please pray, but also ask God where he wants you in that army. We really want to develop this Portland area because God, I don't know how to explain it, but it feels like Seattle is a right wing to us and Portland is a left wing. No pun intended. No, we have no elephants and no... Anyway, so capture the promise of God. We just want to see that so bad. We don't want it. We want to see that the enemy is not going to steal that from you down here. And that's why people will travel down here with us, you know, from Seattle to come pray for your city. And people are coming in from, I mean, there's someone here from New York, someone here from someplace else in Central America. I don't know how many people out of the Northwest are here, but I'm trying to tell you, God cares about what's going on here. And because he cares, he's put that care in my heart. So we just want to be here to encourage you, to strengthen you, to walk beside you. And we want to leave here knowing you're going to pray for us. Amen. Amen. I want you to look at all these nations up here. This is only part of the equation. If I got my way about it, Israel would be number one. But we don't have anything brewing in Israel just yet because it's been so many years since I've been there. There are nations that need the gospel so badly. So badly. I've seen terrible visions of things that are going to happen. Let me give you an example of China. I have seen visions of the most horrific calamities sweeping across China that you can even imagine. I was with a Chinese pastor, I think it was last week, and she asked me about this vision. is this still going to happen to China? And I said, if we cannot raise up the intercessors, yes. Calamities, terrible, terrible calamities, one after another. I saw another vision where through Asia, I was watching different newscasters through Asia, and they were talking about the calamities that had been sweeping through Asia, being so bad that 40% of the population was left in one country, in another country 50%, in another country 60%, in another country 30% of the population was left after the calamities. That means 60% of the population was killed in the calamities. And these newscasters, you could see the terror on their face. You could see the pain in their eyes because they were representing their nation. And I said, Lord, why is this going to happen? How do we stop it? He said, it's going to happen because I don't have enough friends in this country, in these countries. I don't have enough friends. Who are the friends, Lord? What do they do? They're my intercessors. Raise up intercessors, Nita. Raise up intercessors. It is the only hope of these nations. I have had visions. I've had nights where the Lord has visited me, or an angel has visited me, or the Lord will take me, bring me back, then an angel will come and get me and take me. And I'll see nations being ransacked, people being murdered everywhere by Islamic extremists. I saw one island, everywhere I looked, there were bodies laying all over the island. They were dead. I said to the angel, who did this? And he told me. I said, who survived? He said, none. Prayer. 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 You are the Lord's friends. He will trust you if you will prove to him he can. And he will give you wisdom, understanding, and authority to intervene for nations. And we want to help get you there. We definitely need your physical address. We definitely need your email address. Help God save the world. It doesn't have to end like this now. Help him. Let him break your heart for the things that breaks his. Amen. I feel the Lord's heart burning in my heart right now. I can't tell you how important this moment is in history. If you're called to be an intercessor, don't put it off any longer. Let God have his way. Thank you. I cannot tell you how many judgments we have been able to put off. It has blown my mind. America should be going ballistic right now from all the judgments occurring all around us. But it's not, because God has honored our intercession. He has honored your intercession. Help us, walk with us. Let us help you. Amen.